Good morning, everybody. Brian Cerny here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Glad you're with us at 93.3 Freedom 93 FM here in our very hometown of Tallahassee. Talking today with Vincent Hunt, Massive Corporation, looking at the changing tides, the changing face of Tallahassee. And we've got a great show lined up. But Vincent Hunt, Tim Linnefelt will be here, the Linnefelt Sports Report. And a new feature, our events in a minute with Lexi Balestrieri. We'll learn all about what's going on around town. So stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Hi, everybody. I'm glad you're with us. We are talking today with Vincent Hunt, who is representing Massive Corporation. But having had a little bit of time with this man prior to the interview, I want to tell you, Massive Corporation, as massive as it is really the tip of the iceberg for this guy. You may have heard something about an invention, I will call it, a software development he refers to as Menuless, which for its part could end up changing radically how restaurants communicate to us the various offerings within their confines. When you look at a restaurant menu, well, you and I are used to sitting down there and picking up the menu that the waiters handed us, and we're looking through the items. Well, Menuless gets way out ahead of us on that and gives us the opportunity to provide more information, or I should say for the restaurant to provide us more information as we are traveling even so. You might be driving through Pittsburgh and find out that the world's greatest mushroom pizza is up ahead 2 miles on the left. Well, Menuless would make that possible for you. It is the world we live in, is it not? And Vincent Hunt is a big part of that world. So he's here today to talk about how Tallahassee, in fact, is changing along lines of software development, the distribution of resources, what oftentimes is referred to as a siloing of resource, and even the not just the resources economically, and the talent that is associated with those kinds of things, but even the access to the talent, the money, the control, the direction, the decision making, where is all that contained? So we're looking at that through a lot of different lenses these days. If you've been a listener of the show for any time, you know that we've spent a good number of weeks looking at how Tallahassee's landscape is changing. Things like Market District and Midtown, the whole Gain Street effort, Cascades Park. These are the projects that we're very familiar with by now. But behind all of that, there is an impetus, a kind of reorganization, I would say, among people's thinking, the thinking among people who are part of a new effort, I would say, who represent people across the spectrum of influence and ideas, even their term of residence. Some of these folks have been here less than 2 or 3 years. Vincent is one of them. But at the same time, you've got people who have been involved in Tallahassee or who were born and reared here, who themselves are taken with how much opportunity lies ahead of us. Last week we had J.T. Burnett talking about Imagine Tallahassee. So that whole enterprise is moving us in the direction of taking that initiative, taking it upon ourselves to say, what if this were to happen in our community? How would we sustain it? How would we make it accessible for the greatest number of people? And that all begins with conversation. It begins with the exchange of ideas. That's one of the reasons why Tallahassee Talks is here, because as an effort, we saw the need 4 years ago when we started planning to do a radio broadcast that would be a conversation. And we invite you to be a part of that conversation every week. That's why we do what we do. And so we have Tim Linnefelt doing his part, bringing us some insight into FSU sports. I think we're going to talk about some golf and football and probably some baseball. And then a new feature that we're doing for you, we call it Events in a Minute. And that means that we'll have about a minute or so to tell you what's on the calendar for this coming week. And that's a good thing because there's a lot going on. And so Lexi Bellastreri, who is one of our associate producers, will be here. Lexi, you'll be bringing us that listing of those events that you certainly want to be a part of and take advantage of. By the way, if you haven't taken note of this, the first two of these community forums that Imagine Tallahassee has sponsored have already taken place. There's another one coming up here very soon, within the next couple of weeks in June, and that will be held at the Turnbull Center there on campus, Florida State University campus. So we'll keep you informed of that as it approaches. I would say, too, that for those of you who have not had opportunity to make comment, to suggest ideas, to share ideas, if you don't do anything else, go to our Facebook page, Tallahassee Talks on Facebook, and make a suggestion, make a comment, share with us your ideas. We certainly want to know what you're thinking, because we'll do our part to make sure that that information is being pushed forward. And by all means, take the opportunity to go to Imagine Tallahassee website and take a look at what these folks are doing. What I think is happening is that you're reaching a point of, let's call it critical mass, where enough people, enough goodwill, the right people at this particular time are all saying very much the same thing. It doesn't matter. If you stand back and don't take part in that conversation, well, shame on you. Because this is our moment. This is when we get to step up to the mic and say what we think should be part of Tallahassee's future. That's what we're about. That's why we're glad you're here. We do have Tim Linnefelt standing by. Tim is here in the studio to talk about sports and what's going on, especially with FSU sports. So, Tim, we're glad you're here. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm doing great, Brian. It's a fun time to be a sports fan in Tallahassee this weekend. First weekend in June, as it were. It means regional time out at Florida State baseball. It's kind of an annual rite for the Florida State baseball team is hosting the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Seminoles got underway in that last night against Savannah State. Still have a few more games to tangle with Alabama and Troy, and then maybe again with Savannah State, depending on how things work out with them. It's a cool time. It's really fun. The road to Omaha, the College World Series, and Florida State, of course, earlier this week was rewarded with the number 7 national seed, which of course means that as long as Florida State keeps winning, they will be playing at home until it's time to go to the College World Series. So it's a good time to get out there. The regional atmosphere and the super regional next week, if Florida State makes it, is a lot of fun to attend. It's kind of like I was saying earlier, kind of just like a rite of summer. You know, the first and second weeks of June are always all about college baseball here, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so what else you got?
Otherwise, the Florida State men's golf team is still at the national championship tournament up in Atlanta, kind of hovering around the cut. The top 8 teams make it to the next round. And Florida State's kind of on the fringe there, and we'll see if they're able to pull themselves together and make that cut.
How about Florida State football?
Just a little bit of news. Florida State earlier this week got a commitment from a linebacker from Godby, a kid by the name of Jacob Pugh. He's considered to be one of the top linebacker prospects in the country, a four-star guy. They only give five stars, so four is pretty good. And what makes him interesting is that he, I think, would be the first Tallahassee product, the first kid from Tallahassee to sign under Jimbo Fisher since Clint Trickett back in the class of 2010. And Clint kind of comes with a bit of an asterisk, too, because he committed in the fall of 2009 under Bobby Bowden and then had his offer honored by head coach Jimbo Fisher. But since Jimbo Fisher's been the head coach and overseeing the every facet of the football program since 2010, this will be the first kid from Tallahassee who will go on to play football at Florida State, provided he sticks with his commitment and ends up in Tallahassee next year. So pretty interesting stuff there. You know, for a while it seemed that Florida State was pulling kids from Tallahassee right and left, and that kind of dried up a little bit in recent years. And maybe this is a sign that things are changing.
Okay, Tim, thanks for all that you do, and thanks always for being with us. We're glad you're here today.
Anytime, Brian. Glad to be here.
The Tim Linnefelt Sports Report, brought to you by Shaw's Athletics. Doctors recommend them out there at Market Square on Timberlane Road. Get the shoe that's right for you. Shaw's Athletics, bringing you the Linnefelt Sports Report.
The 25th Annual Tallahassee Builders Association Saltwater Fishing Tournament is coming up June 8th at the Caribou Boat Club. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is your invitation to register now. The TBA provides leadership and professionalism within the building industry through education, advocacy, and community involvement. And TBA members love to give back to the community they've helped build. So join the fun. The TBA Saltwater Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 8th in Caribou. Register online now at tallyba.com.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. We're glad you're with us. 93.3, Freedom 93, our home station here. Glad you've tuned in. We have with us a lovely young man whose contribution has already begun to send ripples out there on the pond. Vincent Hunt is our guest this morning. Vincent, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
We're glad you're with us. And what a great opportunity. And I have to tell you, you got a lot of fans in the room here, okay? So we may not let you go. And we know you have lots of other things that you have to do
at some point.
But for those of you who do not know this man or who are maybe just getting to know him, he is absolutely, in my estimation, one of the folks who has, for his part, provided us a new way of looking at things, perhaps would be a good way to say that, a window on not just Tallahassee and not just on the world, but really a window to ourselves, how we look at us and what we expect to have happen in our own lives. And so let's get started here. You have a couple of things rolling, and I think you've probably got a lot more than I know about, and that's why I want you here. Let's talk, first of all, Massive Corporation. Tell us what Massive Corporation is, and what do you do? What is your job?
Well, it's interesting. Massive Corporation is basically me returning back to my roots. I came to Tallahassee about 2 years ago on another project, Menuless, and we built a whole company around Menuless called Kind Intelligence, and that's where a lot of people know me.
I see.
My background is really in design, innovation, creativity, and really, really helping companies, you know, create and innovate in the new economic system that we're in right now, which we call the post-industrial economic system. And when I got here, there were a few people who knew what I did, and so they would pull on that half of my life. But it wasn't really part of the Kind brand. It wasn't part of what Kind Intelligence was designed to do. So I knew early on that I would have to create another identity, another company that really, really handled helping companies, you know, seize the opportunities that are out there in the post-industrial economic environment that we're in. And that's where the Massive Corporation comes in. Massive Corporation is basically an idea incubator combined with an accelerator sitting on top of an ecosystem, a talent ecosystem, very much like a consortium. So it's going to be very, very powerful, bringing some of the smartest thinkers here in the region together to really, really solve some big problems and to create some really cool stuff.
So, okay, let's look at those three parts. There's the ecosystem of folks who bring to you then, or bring to one another, their talents.
Absolutely.
Their insight, their skills, and their willingness
yep.
to participate in this effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then above that, then an incubator,
yep.
right?
Absolutely.
Meaning that as folks are bringing ideas together, so then they are fostering the creation of things that didn't exist prior.
Absolutely.
And then the accelerator. What's the accelerator part?
The accelerator part. Like, so for instance, there may be a business that wants to go to the next level. And so maybe going to that next level means layering in a new system or a new process, a new idea. Let's just call it that, a new idea. What we do is actually help that company bring that new process, that new system, that new product. It could even be a product. Bring that product in and help them accelerate. So it's the acceleration model for businesses. Or if it's a young business that just they've already got their product, they've kind of gone through stage one and two of their development cycles. And now what they need is just that warm hug, you know, of legal and creative to really take them to that next level. So the acceleration part is a little interesting, very, very, very dynamic, where the incubation component is those new ideas, those baby ideas that really haven't, you know, gotten legs yet and really helping them get those legs.
And how do you operate that individually? Are you going to an office somewhere every day and checking in with folks, or what actually happens to make all this come about?
That's interesting. Massive, when it very first started, it was really the core of what I do, which is a lot of my consulting. So I would help people on a consultative level in a very dispersed kind of a way, just me really fueling, if you call it that, my own passion to help people create and innovate and go bigger.
Yeah.
But what's happened here recently, a couple of partnerships have been made. I don't have the privy to talk about those partnerships yet, but what's going to happen here in the very near future, if we can align things the right way, is if you can imagine a building, a Google being drop shipped in downtown Tallahassee, open space where you have absolute creative freedom, something like Tallahassee has never seen before. So to me, it's like 3 years accelerated into the future of what I saw Massive becoming. And with these partnerships, I think we're going to line this thing up and really bring something special and magical to Tallahassee. So my work will change a little bit. It'll become a little bit more consortium.
So 2 years ago, you came to Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
You returned to Tallahassee.
No, I didn't return to Tallahassee. Oh. I was brand new. I'm an import.
Okay. So where are you from originally?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
So here you come to the South from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. What brought you here initially?
What brought me here initially was the very first design initiative that I really kind of took under the wing, which is Menuless.
Okay. Let's talk about Menuless.
Menuless. Menuless is a platform that I designed about 2 years ago in the summer of 2010. I was in between projects. God had given me a drop ship on an idea that I believe would revolutionize the restaurant industry, because what we find is in the restaurant, something as simple as the restaurant menu has always been paper, but we're living in a very, very digital age. And so my disruptive hypothesis on that was, in the next 3 to 5 years, I really can't see us using paper menus anymore. But if we're not using paper menus, that opened up a whole different spectrum of questions and ideas as it pertains to that data that's contained in the menu and how we as humans interact with that menu. One of the most important and probably the most critical pieces of marketing inside of a restaurant, the menu. And we don't think about it that way, but without a menu, how do you know what to order?
Yeah.
So if you can reimagine that and leverage that in a completely different way, I thought that you could have something magical. So I began the design process and I designed Menuless. And again, that was in the summer of 2010. Showed it to a friend of mine here, Jim Hunt. Jim Hunt said, "Vince, this is something that we've got to do. This is big. This is awesome." And the process just began from there, you know, wrapping the right people and the right resources around it to get it done. And I moved here to Tallahassee.
So in that regard, you think that this is going to take how long for it to really, really play out? How soon will we see restaurants using this Menuless software.
Wow. You'll start seeing, I mean, you'll see residue of it pretty soon here.
Yeah.
But what I'm finding is in any industry that you're trying to disrupt, that you're trying to really bring new innovation, new ways of doing things, it takes time,
yeah.
you know. So whether it be a 5-year curve, 10-year curve, I really don't have a clue of that. But I know it's the direction that we're going in. If you're looking at all the trends across every industry, you'll find that the hospitality or restaurant industry is probably one of the slowest to adopt and kind of move. And that's not like a slap on their wrist. It's just that, you know, they're usually busy. They're in the business of making sure we all eat, you know. And so sitting around thinking about clever new ideas is really not on the top of their priority or the top of their list.
It's not on their menu. Yeah.
Right. It's not on their menu, but it is on our menu.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's our job to create the systems and the processes that we know will help, you know, improve their efficiencies and bring a better customer experience to the table, you know, no pun intended. And so I would have to say within the next 5 years, you'll really start to see some transformation in the restaurant space as it pertains to how we really interact with that marketing piece, the menu, and how we actually acquiesce inside the restaurant environment, getting things done, and what that experience really, really looks like.
Vincent Hunt is our guest this morning, talking about Massive Corporation and Kind Intelligence and this new idea, this product actually that's been developed and is in operation, ready to move forward. Menuless. Mm-hmm. Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. And, you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Now, here's Lexi Bellastreri with today's Events in a Minute. Lexi?
Thanks, Brian. Tomorrow, June 2nd, Finnegan's Wake in Midtown will be hosting its fourth Sunday Irish traditional session from 7 to 10 p.m. Get out there, have yourself a Guinness, and listen to some traditional Irish music. Hosted by local musicians Jane and Gordon Scott, and there will be performances by some other local artists as well. This event is open to people ages 21 and up, and admission is free. If you're looking for a place to bring the kids, Lofty Pursuits has open gaming on Saturdays from open to close. Bring your family and friends, have a hot fudge sundae, and play some board games. They provide games for you, but you can also bring your own. And this event is open for people of all ages. Like bluegrass music? Mockingbird Lounge is holding its first Tuesday Bluegrass Jam on June 4th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., hosted by Kevin Robertson. Come out and jam this Tuesday, and every first Tuesday of the month. For all you theater lovers out there, last night, Quincy Music Theater opened its summer production of the musical comedy Hairspray. Hairspray is a bright, vivacious story about big hair, diversity, great music, and challenging the norm. Remaining show dates are June 1st and 2nd, and June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets are available online and at the door. And finally, Tallahassee will be hosting its first annual Latin Dance Festival. The event will feature Latin dance lessons for beginners and intermediate dancers, workshops for advanced dancers, and performances by internationally known dancers. This event lasts from June 7th through June 9th at the Leon County Civic Center, and tickets are available online. These are your Events in a Minute. For Tallahassee Talks, I'm Lexi Bellastreri.
So we're talking with our good friend Vincent Hunt, who is co-founder, chairman, chief executive officer for Kind Intelligence, a local company, as well as his involvement with another remarkable company, Massive Corporation. Reading from Kind Intelligence website, With over 17 years of design and innovation experience, Vincent Hunt delivers an intuitive ability to rethink, redefine, and reinvent traditional business paradigms. A post-industrial entrepreneur, groundbreaking thinker, and innovator, Vincent has made an impact as an evangelist of possibility thinking versus competition thinking. He evokes disruptive innovation through the creation of new business models that ultimately lead to progressive paths of opportunity. That's a lot, man. That's a mouthful.
I didn't write that, by the way. I didn't create that. I think somebody else did.
Somebody wrote that playing. About you.
Yeah.
Well, but man, let's get after some of that. Possibility mm-hmm. thinking yeah. versus competition thinking.
Yeah, I love that.
What does that mean?
Wow. Something that I noticed working with a lot of different companies in a lot of different industries is that one thing that they pretty much all have in common is this competition thinking idea. Right. If we can just beat our competitors, if we can be just a little bit better than our competitors. But the way that I want to illustrate this is if we compare two companies, if I can do that, if you've got let's just say computer company A and computer company B. Computer company A came up in the industrial era, and their number one priority was to ship as many computers as they possibly can and get those computers in the households of everybody.
Right.
And then you had computer company B, and they said, you know what, let's do art. Let's create computers that are easy to use, that are amazing, that when a user uses it, they have an experience.
Huh.
Both of these two computer companies start off on the exact same date. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
And they start to progress, and one, computer company A, that was all about industrial thinking and competition thinking. Let's just sell more, 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 more and get into the household. And then the other company, company B, that was a little bit more artistic, right? Saying,
right.
let's create an experience.
Yeah.
Company B was experience and possibility thinking. In other words, always asking themselves the question, what's possible? Right? Not what the low-hanging fruit is just so we can get a computer in the household, but what's possible, and always pushing those possibilities. And so that company started to grow a little bit slower than the competition thinking company, right? So you have a competition thinker and you have a possibility thinker.
Mm.
What happened in time, and if we fast forward into the current right now model, if you think about company A, their stock sells for probably about $50 or $60 a share, where company B, their stock sells for about $600 a share. So when I talk about competition thinking and possibility thinking, it's helping companies realize that if you continue to just try to compete and just do a little bit better than the guy that you see around the corner, you'll only make incremental change and incremental growth. But if you look at the world from a lens of possibility and say, you know what? What's possible? What can we do with the new technologies that we have and the advances that we have? How can we go further? Let's not look at the competition. Let's look at what's possible and create that. Now what you have is exponential growth and exponential impact, because again, we're living in the post-industrial era where creativity and true innovation is really the thing that's going to trump just about everything.
So this is the thesis then for the book that you have just finished writing?
Well, it should be done in the fall of this year, hopefully, if I can get some time to be still, right?
Well, we need to get you out of here and go write your book.
Go get it done, right? Ship it.
It's and I've got the title here, The Pursuit of Possible Impossibilities.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it?
I like it. The Pursuit of Possible Impossibilities.
Yeah.
So you're saying at one point, the idea that a pen could have an ink cartridge that is retractable.
Oh, that's impossible.
Or what about a computer that sits in your lap?
Mm-mm. That's impossible.
How about a device that connects you with anybody on the planet?
You know that's impossible.
How?
Right?
There's no way that can happen.
No, it can't. We live in a world of impossibilities. And I think when I came to that realization that we live in a world of impossibilities, I really got passionate about pursuing those impossibilities because it's those impossibilities that are really the breakthrough ideas, right? So if I told somebody today, if we had never flown before, and I said one day we're going to fly in a big jumbo jet, like 100 of us, that is absolutely impossible. But the Wright brothers proved us wrong, right? They made it very, very possible. So if you look around yourself, and if people are listening right now at home, if you look around your home, there's probably 100 impossibilities sitting right at your hand's reach. impossibilities. And so the book, The Pursuit of Possible Impossibilities, helps people break those traditional paradigms in their mind and start looking at the world from a much bigger lens, saying, what is possible? What can we create?
So in the 2 years you've been a part of this community,
absolutely,
how is that going? Do you think that as a community we are innovative and driven that way, or are we sort of plodding along in our path? And I realize 2 years doesn't give you a whole lot of perspective.
It gives me a lot of perspective.
What's been your experience?
Well, you know, I'm not even supposed to be here. I can remember I can remember when I first got here, I called back to Indianapolis, and I told my dad, I was like, Dad, I will not be here a long time. I mean, Tallahassee is a little bit smaller than the city that I came from, you know, Indianapolis. And I just told him, I said, I'm not going to be here very long. But when I started having conversations with the people and I started to feel the city groan, the city is groaning for creativity and innovation and change and shift. It's at a very, very pivotal point. And you see it bubbling to the top.
Yes.
And I remember, just like I remember the first phone call I made, I remember the second phone call I made, and I said, Dad, I know exactly why I'm here. Right? I'm a disruptor. I'm an innovator. That's just my DNA.
Yeah.
And so when I land in an area that is poised for what it is that I do, the gift that I bring to the table, I know to take post. I know to take post and start to, you know, push that message forward.
So you're an innovator. You're the evangelist of innovation, which is a very interesting distinction. We want to get after that. Vincent Hunt is our guest this morning, folks. Listen, if you've just tuned in and you've missed a part of the show, be not dismayed, because we do log all of our broadcasts. They're available for you. TallahasseeTalks.com. Go to that listen page and you'll be able to listen to any and all of the shows we've brought you, including this one. Vincent Hunt, Massive Corporation, Kind Intelligence. You're in the right place at the right time. Stay with us.
The 25th Annual Tallahassee Builders Association Saltwater Fishing Tournament is coming up June 8th at the Caribou Boat Club. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is your invitation to register now. The TBA provides leadership and professionalism within the building industry through education, advocacy, and community involvement. And TBA members love to give back to the community they've helped build. So join the fun. The TBA Saltwater Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 8th in Caribou. Register online now at tallyba.com.
So we are talking with our good friend Vincent Hunt, who has graciously given of his time, and this is a man whose time is in high demand, so thank you again, Vincent,
well,
for making it possible. You know, and it's like one of my pastor friends used to say, the first time, you know, you're a visitor, from that point forward, your family.
There you go.
And I always would look at the guy next to me and say, watch out for that, because there's a lot of family abuse going on around here, you know. So now that you're family, see, we can just take advantage of you. I mean,
there,
that's kind of how we whirl. We'll just have you back. We'll be like the kid in the back seat. You know, are we there yet? Can we, you know, we'll keep bugging you. But we're in earnest about wanting to get after some of these things that you have brought to the table for us, and I mean, I have the sense that you've only just scratched the surface in your own life, but here you are, 2 years running, Tallahassee, Indianapolis to Tallahassee, two companies, and probably some other things, as you said earlier, not at liberty to say at the moment, but this massive corporation in itself is designed in such a way that is quite different. I want to read from your mission statement. This says, our mission is to build and cultivate a design and innovation community comprised of diverse creative talent and resources, working collaboratively, and I might add parenthetically, not competitively, to stimulate growth and innovation momentum within the public and private business sector through the conceptualization and development of breakthrough ideas.
Absolutely.
How does all of that play out in the various parts and pieces that are Tallahassee, politically, economically, and educationally? Pick one. Where do you want to go?
Let me start with education.
Okay.
Because I'm very, very, very passionate about education. I'm passionate about this generation. This generation, I have never, and I've only been on the earth for a little while, But from what I've seen, this is probably one of the most disruptive generations that we'll probably see in a while. And I have a theory behind this. And if you give me a little bit of time, I'm going to share the theory with you. The theory is this. We've gone through different economic time periods. You had the Renaissance or the arts time frame. And this is probably the very first time I've actually done this in a public forum. So this is pretty awesome. But you had the Renaissance and you had the arts and that time frame, the Picassos and the Shakespeares. And if you can imagine Shakespeare, by the time we understood Shakespeare and Shakespeare's gift, it had been some time, maybe 13, 14, 15 years before he even really began to share his art with us. So he was born 14, 15 years before the experience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So then you go a little bit further and you have the agricultural era, where it's all about farming and growing and how can we become better farmers and growers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fell into the industrial era, which is the one that we're just now coming out of.
Yeah.
And now here we sit in the post-industrial era.
Yeah.
And this is where my passion comes from. In every economic era that we've gone through, we've had champions in each one of those eras. If you think about the industrial time, you had the Fords and the other great industrialists. If you think about the arts, you had Picasso and you had Shakespeare and all those great people. And you had the great people that were in the agriculture era. Here we are in the post-industrial era, where everything is being turned on its head. Everything is being transformed and made new. It's about innovation and creativity. Here's my problem. 20 years ago, let's say back in like the 80s, remember that's when we invented ADD and we actually came out with Ritalin?
Right.
Our answer was being born and we began to sedate our answer. Now here we are in the midst where their talents and their skill sets were basically pre-designed for this time. And we tried to kill it because the industrial mindset was everything had to conform. Uh-huh. Our school system's about conformity. Everything is about conformity. So for a child to be born in the 80s and they have the ability to multitask like we've never seen before, listen to the radio and do homework at the exact same time and actually play a video game and get the job done, that's a unique skill set. We didn't know how to capitalize on it. So what we did was we dumbed it down. So my fear is we're actually killing one of the greatest resources that we need, which is them and their ability to deal with chaos, because we can't. We're industrialists. And as soon as you throw chaos at us, our systems break.
So this goes back to the paradigm you illustrated between the, let's say, the industrial computer company versus the innovative computer company.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All of it ties together. That's the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is we have the resources that we need, the talent and the gifts. It's there. What we've got to do is mine it the right way. So part of Massive, part of our thrust is we're going to create one of the largest, probably one of the largest internships that we've seen in Tallahassee, 100 to 150 students, really exposing them to the product development life cycle and really getting them involved in business, really pulling on their creativity, asking them for their creativity to push them forward, give them the space that they need to work and do the things that they can do. Absolutely.
In fact, then, Massive is an expression of this calling that you feel in your own
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How does
it's
that
a full
play
expression.
Out, how does that play out for you personally? What do you do with your day that you can honor that principle in your life? Do you find yourself being the other side of that would be, do you find yourself being dragged back into that sort of conventional inside the box thinking or
never?
That just doesn't happen for you.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. In fact, I remember speaking at FSU probably, this had to be about 3 or 4 months ago, right?
Yeah.
And on the scene, I birthed something that I now kind of champion. And it's this idea that I believe, and this might sound crazy at first, but I believe the person who created the boogeyman is the exact same person who created the box. We've never seen the boogeyman and nobody's ever seen the box, but we talk about him.
Right.
We need to stop talking about him. There is no box and there is no boogeyman. They're both urban legends. So why do we let them confine us?
Right.
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 So what we got to do is get beyond that thinking and start to realize that all things are possible.
It's just so wrong to stop. We cannot stop this man. The conversation, folks, we're having with Vincent Hunt, who for his part in his brief time with us in the 2 years you've been here, he has contributed sizably to the awareness of such things as pursuing the possible among impossibilities. So be sure we keep an eye on that book that he's in process of producing. You're writing, is you expect to have it finished this fall?
Yeah, this fall. I'm hoping to have that done, and then it'll be followed up by another one, which is The Pursuit of Creative Excellence, which is really the kind of the bigger
there.
Absolutely.
So the title of that book properly is The Pursuit of Possible Impossibility.
Absolutely.
Right? Vincent Hunt, our guest this morning. Folks, we have flat run out of time. It's just not fair. But will you consider coming back at a later time? We would love to have you continue this conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. A great opportunity to find out what it is that Tallahassee is talking about. And if you've had a chance to be a part of this show, man, you got to be sitting there with your brain just kind of humming along and thinking, wow, there are so many things I could be doing that I never imagined were possible. And so Vincent is here to tell us, yeah, you can do it. Folks, we encourage you to email us anytime you have an idea, a topic. Maybe you'd like to get in touch with Vincent Hunt. Do so. Email us at topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Real simple. Go to the website. Check it out. The listen page is there. If you've missed any of our shows, you can stay tuned with us, and we'll continue to bring you what it is Tallahassee's talking about every Saturday morning right here at 93.3. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.